Nolte, basement rated CNN rearranges primetime schedule with same awful people. By John Nolte on August 15, 2023. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories, thinks the answer to its record low ratings is to shuffle around the same awful people. All the same liars and bigots responsible for destroying the outlet. Throughout July, CNN was only able to attract an average of 470,000 viewers throughout the day. In the 25 to 54 age group, which sets advertiser rates, CNN hit a 23-year low last month with only 86,000. This is a cable channel dealing with three separate crises. The first is a credibility crisis. The second is a ratings crisis. The third is the inevitable death of the left-wing affirmative action of cable TV that has artificially propped up basement-rated and universally despised cable outlets for decades. Once CNN stops receiving unearned money from cable TV carriage fees and has to survive only on merit, streaming subscriptions, advertiser revenue based on viewers, CNN is doomed. So what's CNN's answer to this? Well, because the left never admits they're wrong about anything. That 1/3 of 1% of the Americans still stupid enough to watch CNN will get, you guessed it, more of the same. Jake Tapper will continue to lie and meddle in elections at 4 and 5 in the afternoon. Wolf Blitzer, Aaron Burnett, Anderson Cooper, and Nurse Ratched, Caitlin Collins, will continue to lie afterward. Abby Phillip has been promoted to lying during the 10 p.m. weekday hour. Laura Coates has been promoted to lying during the 11 p.m. weekday hour. Casey Hunt, who's undoubtedly regretting her jump from NBC to the failed CNN streaming service, will host CNN's early start at 5 a.m. Victor Blackwell, Christian Amanpour, Manu Raju, and Chris Wallace have lied and failed their way into weekend shows. I guess CNN does deserve credit for finally dumping the hideous Allison Camerota. She's been removed from primetime and relegated to a correspondent on some weekly Anderson Cooper investigative thing no one watches. So, yes, all the same people responsible for this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Remain at CNN. As I've been saying for years now, CNN's problem is personnel. CNN is staffed with the most unlikable, unappealing, smug, humorless, self-satisfied group ever pulled together on TV. This isn't my political bias talking. I get why people like Rachel Maddow. She has charisma and an actual sense of humor. I'd have a beer with her. Have a beer with those superior, sanctimonious stiffs over at CNN? I'd rather sew my butt closed with razor wire. But like all decent and normal people, I do love watching CNN fail.